KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm David Boyer, filling in for Janae Darden this week, and Janae will be back next week. What you got to say? My guest this week is artist and organizer Meredith Winner, who co-founded Building 180, an arts management agency that works with makers of big art, the kind you see at Burning Man. Currently, she's working on a project called Paint the Void, which tries to solve two problems at once. A lot of local artists are struggling financially as gigs have dried up, and so many storefronts across the Bay are still boarded up. Paint the Void matches business owners with artists to create murals to fill the void left behind in the wake of COVID-19. And right now, we're going to hear some of Meredith's suggestions of things to see, hear, and do at home to fill the arts and culture void in your life. Okay, first up, Meredith, is a smorgasbord of virtual museum tours courtesy of Google Arts and Culture. You can browse over 2,500 museums and galleries from around the world. So tell me why you chose this and what you've seen in your own virtual travels.
Well, I chose this because I really love museums. I, as a kid, used to have to beg my parents to let me stay in the museum longer. So from your own couch and your own time, you can go to all of these amazing museums. I was just recently looking at one in Japan, which is the Ohara Museum of Art. And I've never been to Japan, so it was really cool to kind of like see the vibe of the architecture and also see, you know, the various collections in their collection.
What is lost when you don't see it in real life?
With all art, I think there's a bit lost when you're seeing something digitally or seeing something in a book, of course, because I think that the power of art is, you know, can be really overwhelming and like this really connected feeling, particularly when you're seeing something that's larger, like a mural as a really big painting. And I think like the space that it encompasses can have this like amazing effect too.
But in the meantime, we do have Google's collection of virtual tours and exhibits of some of the most famous museums around the world. You can browse all the collections at artsandculture.google.com. And for the link, go to kalw.org. Your next pick is the Facebook live streams of a musician named Trevor Bonson.
Yes.
So Trevor does live performances 3 times a week. And that seems fairly ambitious.
It is ambitious, and it's amazing because he's really just been doing it since March.
Oof.
So he does it, I think it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
So what's drawn you in? Is it the songs, the performance?
Yeah, he's a really amazing and soulful musician, and his voice kind of brings you to tears a little bit.
Scared as can be, frightened by the shadows on the wall.
How would you describe the music?
It's like a more like folk soul music. It's all on acoustic guitar.
So you can find Trevor on Facebook and a link to his live streams on kalw.org. So your final pick is a little bit old school and a little bit new. It is the coloring books of Kozo.
Yes, Hibi Kozo is the artist duo's name, and they are a married couple that lives in Oakland, California, and they make amazing geometric shaped sculptures that are light based. Some of them are, you know, 10 feet tall and are illuminated from within, and they're all different shapes and different patterns.
So they typically create these massive art installations. The coloring books are quite different, no?
They're a little different, but they, you know, all of their sculptures incorporate pattern work. So they have to make a file on their computer in order to transpose it onto the sculpture. So they make files that have these really intricate patterns. So this is just ones that you can color in.
Meredith, have you tried these out? Have you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like puzzling, you know, you kind of like get in the zone and color.
I'd be afraid to ruin them because they're kind of gorgeous on their own.
No, you won't ruin them.
You sure?
Yes, you can always color outside of the lines.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
You can order one and check out the work of Kozo at kozo.co. That's C-O-Z-O.co. All proceeds from them are being donated to provide food for seniors through Meals for Wheels and to provide direct assistance to undocumented people impacted by COVID-19 through UndocuFund. I've been speaking with Meredith Winner of Building 180 and Paint the Void. And if you want to donate to Paint the Void, head to paintthevoid.org. And if you want to know more about Building 180, go to building180.com. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Julia Linus-Goodman and produced by me. I'm David Boyer.